Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about those janky-ass broken mailboxes that you see on people's houses or at apartment complexes where the you got bangers, those ones that open from the top and like they angle out and you got to top load them. And so you go to open those and they fall out of the wall and stuff like that. So guys, there is a postal form that should be available at your station. It is PS Form 1507. And this is a form that you can give to your customers that lets them know that, hey, you got to fix this. Your mailbox is all messed up and it needs to be squared away. So you as a carrier are going to fill out this form. You're going to put it in your customer's mailbox, and then it's their responsibility to get their act together and get their stuff squared away. So let me go over some of the issues that are on this form. It's a half and half form. Half of it, the left side is for private residences. The right side is for apartments. And this is the kind of thing that's on it. Well, first, let me read you the preamble. It says, dear customer, and then you put in their address, and it says, in order to eliminate delays, reduce missed deliveries, and ensure speedy delivery of the mail, it's required that each house or business have a visible street identification number and conveniently located mail receptacles that conform to postal regulations and specifications. Your premises lack the essential requirements for carrier delivery as indicated below. And then there's all these checkboxes, no mail receptacle, malfunctioning or inoperative mail receptacle, no house number. Guys, please make sure that your houses have house numbers on them. I know that when you're the regular carrier, it's easy to get complacent because you know all the house numbers. But as somebody who subs on your route from time to time, if there's no house numbers, it makes it way harder to deliver the mail. Other ones are hazardous to reach receptacle. Approaches to mail receptacle are not kept clear of snow vehicles and other obstacles or impediments. So they got garbage everywhere. Their weeds are overgrown, stuff like that. And then down at the bottom, it says what they need to do to fix this problem. On the apartment and multifamily one, now, if you're delivering to cluster boxes, most of those cluster boxes are owned by the Postal Service. And so you got to talk to your supervisor about getting this stuff fixed. But it's, say, an apartment complex, then apartments without receptacles. Tenants do not have keys. Dude, so when your tenant comes up and they're like, hey, I live in apartment 71. Can I get my mail? No, dude, you got to use your key to get the mail. Oh, I don't have keys. If management is not being cooperative in getting these people keys, then here's the form. Receptacles with doors loose, receptacles with doors missing, bent, or damaged. Dude, you know you've seen that all the time because people trying to break in to get mail. Receptacle mount loose in wall. Dude, it's such a big one. Receptacles left unlocked. The list goes on. And this is something that is up to the regular carrier to stay on top of and to enforce. So down at the bottom, there's a section for remarks. And you're going to put, you know, like a more thorough description maybe of what the issue is. And then eventually, this stuff has to get fixed. So at the bottom, it says, in order that the U.S. Postal Service may more expeditiously deliver your mail, your neighbor's mail, and avoid delivery problems and serve the general public more efficiently through the savings of carrier time, it is requested that you promptly correct the irregularities noted. Failure to correct the noted irregularities may necessitate the withdrawal of delivery service. The Postal Service does not desire to act arbitrarily in this matter. Therefore, it's requested that you take immediate steps to provide acceptable facilities for delivery of your mail. And then at the bottom, it gets signed off on. You put the phone number for your station, and you put that in that customer's mailbox, or you deliver it to the office, or whatever it is, and that stuff is supposed to get squared away. And if it does not get squared away, then yes, we will stop delivering the mail. Now, obviously, before you stop delivering the mail, you're going to want to clear that with management and make sure that management understands that this is what's going on. But at least the first notice, maybe sometimes the second notice, I just put it in the box myself. And I'm like, dude, you need a house number or you need to fix this mailbox or whatever it is. And then eventually, if it's an ongoing problem, I'll let management know. And at least in my experience, management's pretty cool about saying, yeah, we can cut off the mail because what does management care? You know, they don't have to deal with it unless, I mean, generally, they're fine with cutting off the mail. You've already given this person a couple of notices. So that's this form. Again, it's PS Form 1507-1507, And please don't be shy about using it because it really helps not just you, but the people who are there on your day off. All right, guys, thanks for listening.